Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Delaware Symphony Orchestra and its new music director, Michelle DeRusso, are getting ready for the holiday season, presenting a pair of concerts in the coming weeks. The first of those concerts is a new offering for the symphony, a family-friendly matinee concert at the Grand in late November. They'll follow that with Holidays at the Hotel early next month. On this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny speaks with Michelle DeRusso to learn more about these concerts.
Before we get into talking about the upcoming holiday concerts, I kind of want to check in. It was just about a month ago that you took the podium for the first time as the orchestra's music director. How's everything going?
It's great. I'm really enjoying getting to know the orchestra better, you know, because one thing is the impression you get when you're guest conducting or during the audition, where all both parties are looking for very specific things. But I feel like now that we have time to really get to know each other, it's been really, really amazing. And I'm just so impressed by the musicianship and how well predisposed they are, you know, to try new things, to work really hard and to really do what I'm asking. So it's been great.
I wonder what you're hearing from audiences after the first few concerts.
Oh, really great feedback, actually. They're very excited. They really like the music. So that's great to know as we are planning for next season and also considering what pieces we should put in there, what composers maybe the audience would like to hear, and also getting input from the orchestra of pieces that maybe they haven't, you know, performed or played in a long time, and we want to bring those back as well. So the first concert, you know, everybody loved the Piano Concerto de Rachmaninoff number 3. It's just an amazing piece, but they love the Tchaikovsky and they love the new piece as well. So I was surprised they liked all of it, because sometimes they're like, oh, my favorite was, you know, Tchaikovsky or whatever. But in this past week, we had more contemporary repertoire on the first half, and then we had Beethoven's Eroica at the very end. And so I was also trying to gauge how the audience will react to this new repertoire, and I was like, it was amazing that they loved the new repertoire actually more than the Beethoven. Some of them, they were like, oh, I love the first piece and the concerto. So it's also for me good to get that feedback, and I've been asking for that feedback because I need to get to know them better, and maybe what, you know, would work somewhere else in the country is very different in Delaware. So we have to be very aware and very tuned into what our community and our audience is like.
Well, let's talk about holiday concerts. There are two upcoming, and I guess let's start with the first, the Jingle Bell Jamboree. What's on the program?
Yeah, so, you know, this is a new format we're trying, and it's targeted to everyone, but especially families that maybe feel that a longer concert is not the right format for them, or the time of the day at night is not good for them. So that's why it's a matinee concert. There's no intermission. It's just 1.5 hours and done. So, you know, you just need to sit there once and not, you know, try to get your kids from the restroom back into the hall, which that can be tricky. And I thought about this program in a way that it could be really engaging with the audience. So it's very short pieces. It's the holiday classics. So we have, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Then we have this medley that is called Around the World at Christmas Time that I really, really like, because it brings cultures from different countries and different, I would say, traditions or melodies from different countries all around the world. That's why it's titled like this, because, you know, the holidays, everybody celebrates it differently. So I wanted to think of that as well. Then, of course, we're performing some Nutcracker, because, you know, the holidays are not the holidays without some Nutcracker, and I love the music. And then we have a sing-along, so that there's going to be some audience participation. They're going to have the lyrics on the program so they can sing with us with the orchestra at the very end. And also we have our feature of the concert, which is the Wilmington Children's Chorus. We've been already rehearsing with them. They're going to be performing with the orchestra. They're super excited. They've been already preparing a lot, and they're wonderful. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing they are. And, you know, it's such a great opportunity for children to be able to perform with an orchestra. So I think there's going to be a little bit of everything.
And then just about a week and a half after that, you've got Holidays at the Hotel, at the Hotel DuPont, with a special guest as well. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that concert we've been doing every year since before I got here, of course. The other one is a new format we're trying, but we know that people love the DuPont Hotel. I know I do. It's such a beautiful historic place. And it's also a celebration, maybe more for grown-ups. And we have Clara Osowski, our mezzo-soprano, who will be joining us for the evening. We're going to have some selections from Messiah, Bach from the Christmas Oratorio, but we have other pieces that will feature the orchestra as well. We have Mother and Child by Still, we have the Respighi, the Citico Botticelliano, and there'll be an encore at the very end, so please don't leave right away. There's one more surprise at the very, very end. Clara is amazing. I haven't worked with her, but we've been putting the program together. She's such an amazing collaborator and artist. So we're really excited about that. And we have also commissioned an arrangement for her by Chris LaRosa for this particular concert so that it would fit our instrumentation and it would just really make her shine. And, you know, we can put all the pieces that we wanted in this program without having restrictions. So yeah, I would say two very different programs, one more for families, another one more for grownups, a bit more introspective in some ways. But I think that good variety of options, whatever, however you want to celebrate the holidays, right?
You know, there's so much holiday music out there. I wonder what goes into taking all of the repertoire that's out there and figuring out how to fit that into an hour or an hour and a half, and sort of what priorities you bring into programming these concerts.
Yeah, that's a really great point, because indeed there is so much music out there. For me, I think of my audience and the tunes and the music that they will mostly be familiar with, while balancing with things that maybe they've never heard before. So I like to have a good mix of both. And this is going to sound a bit selfish, but I also include my favorite ones because I get to choose, right? So, and not only because of that, but because I think that if the music I'm performing I feel passionate about and I really like, then that translates to the audience and how they'll react to it, right? So for example, in the first concert, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I know that's a piece that any kid will know, right? So that's a good way for them, if they are there, to know the piece and be like, oh, I know that one, right? Then, you know, the medley might be new to some of them. Carol of the Bells, it's honestly my favorite. I really, really love it. That canon is just beautiful. Then maybe one that maybe some of might not know is Prokofiev Troika, which it is another one that is my favorite. The music is amazing. It's just has the sly bells. It's just a great piece that I love. Then, you know, another one that maybe they might know, Winter Wonderland, right? And then Nutcracker. So I tried to balance it out a little bit. With the other concert, you know, everybody knows Messiah, or maybe some selections from the Christmas Oratorio. There still is a new piece, but it's just such a beautiful piece. Then the Respighi might be new to some of them. So I tried to, I don't want to alienate the audience. I want them to be excited about coming to our concert, because maybe they know some of the pieces and they want to hear maybe just one piece of all the other ones I selected for the program. But if that gets them to come and to listen to new music, then my mission is done, you know, and maybe they'll be like, oh my gosh, look, all of that new music that I didn't know. And, you know, when you think about it, when we, let's say your favorite artist releases an album, right? You don't know all the pieces. You have a moment of getting to know this new music, of getting familiar with it, and of you having to go with an open mind, right, of what you're going to listen to. So I think we should still have that idea and that attitude when you come to a classical concert. Of course, you want to hear the music you know, but you also need to go, you know, with an open mind, with curiosity, to see what you might find out that it's new and then suddenly you love as well. So
when we last spoke this summer, we talked about community outreach, and that's something I know you're really passionate about. And I wonder if you can talk a little bit about how concerts like the Jingle Bell Jamboree concert, especially, what role do those play in the overall job of making the symphony a bigger part of the community?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of that concert, is to start to try new formats and for a different type of audience, to see if that's what they like and they enjoy, and also understand that it takes time to build this as well. So maybe the first time, not everyone will hear about it, but then we do it next year and it'll become like a tradition for the symphony for this particular audience, right? But this is just the beginning. I'm thinking for next season how we can have other types of concerts that are also earlier in the day, because it's not just families. Maybe some older people don't want to go out at night, right? And so we want to take into account that the communities are very diverse and they want to hear different things in different formats in different places. So that's what we are considering when we think about community outreach. And, you know, it's about getting to our audience. And I think that's part of me too, of talking to our audience and getting to know them better. And so the past two concerts, I've been going out at the very end as quickly as I can after saying thank you to the musicians, because I do want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear if they like the pieces. I want to hear if they had a good time. And I'm interested in knowing the feedback. Of course, we can't do everything everyone says, but it's good to have these inputs, because then we know what's the general idea of what they need, what our audiences and community needs, and start targeting to their needs.
Thanks to Delaware Symphony Orchestra Music Director Michelle DeRusso and our Martin Matheny for joining us on Arts Playlist. The Delaware Symphony Orchestra presents Jingle Bell Jamboree on Sunday, November 30th at the Grand in Wilmington, followed by Holidays at the Hotel DuPont on December 9th. Tickets and more information are available at DelawareSymphony.org. And we wrap up the green next with History Matters, where we learn how Delaware Tech is keeping a former U.S. Senator's legacy alive at a new facility in Sussex County. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.